What else would you see? I mean, on the dashboard?
On the dashboard, you'd have your amp meter and your speedometer and your clock and perhaps a cigar lighter and an ashtray.
All right. Would you have a place that you could open and put things in?
Glove compartment.
All right. How about where would you keep it? What was the thing that you step on to make the car go fast?
Accelerator.
All right. And where would you keep your spare tire?
In the trunk.
How about before automatic transmissions, you had
gear shift.
Right. Is there any other terms that you'd use for those if it was on the?
Not at that time. Gear shift was gear shift. Then when they went to automatic and then came out for the hot rodders with a gear shift, it was known as stick shift.
And you know of any other terms if it was on the floor or something? Okay, how about now if you're driving in a residential area sometimes you see these little ripples in the road that cause you to jar when you drive over them. Do you have a name for those?
Humps.
Humps. Okay, and do you know what they're usually there to do what?
They're there to slow down your speed.
Okay. How about those little round ones that sometimes you see along the road? Do you have any name for those? They're just concrete.
Generally, I think we refer to those as lawn markers.
Okay. Almost like a curb.
Well, generally, some people might have referred to them as curbstones, but basically I think they called them lawn markers because the primary use for them down here was due to the fact that in many of the subdivision areas down here, you did not have sidewalks put in, and you did not have swales. So as a result, the road ran off into the lawn, and there was still another 10 feet of right-of-way, but people like to keep their lawn out, so they'd go out and put these round stones or lawn markers right along the edge of the road if they didn't want people pulling off and parking on what they considered their lawn.
Yeah, I've seen there's still a number of them around.
Yeah.
Those guys on Coral Gables.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a few there. Along Wells Fayle.
Yeah.
How about what kinds of cars or trucks or aircraft are used by the fire and police departments?
Cars and fire trucks.
What type of aircraft would a policeman use?
Helicopters, but generally, I mean, there's no specific term used for them as such, other than helicopter.
Okay. The fire department, you said they, what'd you call them?
Fire truck.
And
you would distinguish between a pumper and a hook and ladder.
Okay. And those different types of, how about, do you have any down here that has an elevated thing that would get above the fire and shoot water down on it, just a large boom that might have a...
I know what you're referring to, and I don't think that, at least as far as I'm concerned, I never had any specific designated term for them.
Okay. If someone had a heart attack or something like that, and they...
Rescue.
Rescue. And that's the type of truck that might come out, you would call that a...
Rescue truck. And a rescue truck may be even an ambulance. I mean, it may be set up as an ambulance. Initially, rescue, they had strictly a van-type truck that they only carried equipment in. They never put anybody in it. It was used merely to get men there with the equipment to take care of the guy that dropped over. Now, for instance, on Miami Beach, they've got an ordinance over there now that every rescue truck has to be equipped with a doctor. The city of Miami Beach is spending about $500,000 a year on salaries for doctors.